A federal appeals court has ruled that former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. The unanimous ruling marks a major victory for special counsel Jack Smith, and NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is here to talk about the case. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ari.
What did the three judges on the D.C. Circuit panel say in their ruling today?
They say Trump does not enjoy absolute immunity from federal prosecution. And for the purposes of this criminal case, they wrote former President Trump has become citizen Trump with all the defenses of any other criminal defendant. The court said it would be a striking paradox if the president, who has a special constitutional duty to make sure that the laws are executed faithfully, were the only person capable of defying those laws with impunity. And the judges wrote, we can't accept the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. They said that would collapse the system of the separation of powers.
That is strong language in a unanimous opinion, and it's the first time an appeals court has been asked to weigh in on a claim of absolute immunity by a former president. What else stands out to you in the ruling?
These judges pretty soundly rejected all of Donald Trump's claims. They talked about an overriding interest in accountability, outweighing his claims about baseless prosecutions and lawsuits. And they wrote, former President Trump's alleged efforts to remain in power despite losing the 2020 election were, if proven, an unprecedented assault on the structure of our government. The court said, really, the most fundamental check on executive power belongs to voters, and Trump should not be able to violate their will. They also wrote the prospect of criminal liability might help keep future presidents in line.
Just for context, there are so many cases involving Trump right now. Remind us how we got to this one, this opinion today.
Yeah, in this case, in D.C., Trump faces four federal charges for attempting to stay in office after he lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Prosecutors say those steps culminated in violence at the Capitol 3 years ago that injured 140 police officers. Trump has pleaded not guilty to those charges. And his lawyers argued before the appeals court last month that Trump deserved broad immunity because his actions were official ones. He took as president, and he was simply raising questions about the integrity of the election. But prosecutors said Trump's legal arguments would actually undermine democracy and give presidents a license to commit crimes while in the White House.
Today's ruling is not the end of the story. What happens next?
Trump has until Monday to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he would need a majority of the nine justices to pause or stay the case at this stage. If the Supreme Court refuses to pause the case, it's going to pretty quickly return to Judge Tanya Chutkan. She recently wiped away the March 4th trial date, but we know she wants to move very quickly without additional appeals or delays. This case could go to trial in late spring or summer.
And once again, Trump's legal problems could be running up against the political calendar. How do these two align?
You know, Trump is the front runner for the Republican nomination, and the national convention is set for July. We also have a new data point from a poll to be released tomorrow by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. Two-thirds of the people polled say Trump should not have immunity for actions taken while president, but nearly three-quarters of Republicans say he should have immunity.
Any response from the former president today?
Trump has promised to appeal. His campaign spokesman says, without complete immunity, a president would not be able to properly function. And other presidents who leave office are going to be indicted immediately, he says, by the opposing party. Trump also sent out a fundraising pitch shortly after the appeals court ruling, calling it a witch hunt, which we've heard so many times before from him.
Is this decision likely to affect the other cases prosecuting him?
It's not clear if this D.C. trial over the 2020 election will remain first in line or whether cases in New York, a case in New York might leapfrog. We've also got that prosecution in Florida over classified documents and the Fulton County, Georgia case, which is kind of mucked up now in how to handle some motions to disqualify the prosecutor.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thanks for your reporting.
My pleasure.